Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic. So what I wanted to do is cover a video that one of my viewers sent me called Three Shocking Reasons Why Most Men Think They Should Stay Single. Wrong. The woman making it has a channel called Wingmam, and she's your wingmam. She wants to help you get and keep the girl of your dreams. More likely a nightmare, and she's helping you get and keep the girl of your screams. The video is full of shaming language saying that if you're single as a man, it's all your fault, and not women's fault or the fault of feminism for socializing women to be the laziest and most narcissistic generation of all time. The first reason men think they should stay single, according to her, is cognitive bias, that we single men only process negative information when we meet a woman, and we don't see the good. That is, according to her, because we are hurt and passed by women. It's the old who hurt you question. If all you've ever had are bad experiences with women, maybe it's the women and it's not you. Jordan Peterson, of course, will say that it is you. Once I was red-pilled, I looked back on my life and saw the bad things and my cognitive bias was activated. So the wingmam is right about that. But what she's missing is that for men, love hides the truth and all the red flags that come with it. It's only once we're single do we start to see things rationally again. I can see clearly now the period blood rain is gone. Wingmam uses the old tired argument that not all women are like that to convince us to cozy up to a cooch. But from my experience, all women will use you as an emotional tampon, be they your neighbor, business client, lover, or friend. I'm of course referring to the friend zone. Wingmam says that yes, divorce is bad for men, but it's time for us men to stop being bitter and start getting better, for us to be hopeful and optimistic, to go back to swimming in the shark-infested waters again. With her as your wingmam, you're going to crash and you won't be able to walk away from that wreck. Her business is all about giving men advice on how to attract and keep a woman. She's a female pickup and relationship coach, and if men go their own way, it eats into her business. She's just doing damage control to convince men to not give up on women. As with any business, show me an incentive and I'll show you an outcome. Her incentive is to attract clients to sell services to and grow her slowly shrinking YouTube page. The outcome is making a video that goes against men going their own way. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to if a man is single by choice, there must be something wrong with them clown world show. So besides her first point, which is cognitive bias, or who hurts you for short, what is the second reason that men choose to stay single? Self-esteem issues, of course. You don't think you're good enough for women. You don't think you deserve a good woman. Maybe you've had a traumatic childhood and never felt lovable. So that's why you're staying single. Either the wingman can't understand that men can actually do a cock-benefit analysis and decide that the juice is no longer worth the squeeze, or she knows them that our period blood waters are infested, but she just can't admit it yet. She even mentions that the juice isn't worth the squeeze, which is Barbarossa's talking point. He made that point 10 years ago now, and she's just parroting the language of the manosphere to show us some social proof. Proof that she understands the plight of men. Besides saying that we believe that no woman is good enough, she also mentions Chad and Tyrone as additional talking points. Can't she get creative with their words and come up with something new? I think the most important thing she said in this video is that the happy couple she's met over the years, 90% of the women were not initially attracted to the men that they're with. Why do you suppose that is? Maybe the women got older and scared of being alone and poor and got together with beta bucks. This also proves that women only want the top 10% of men. The rest they have to settle for. She says that many of those relationships she knows about initially started in the friend zone. So the wingman just told men to get into the friend zone and be hopefully waiting for her to say yes. Yes, you heard that right. That's terrible advice, because you're being used as an emotional tampon with the hope of being used as a financial tampon one day instead. But she's right. Sometimes you see women friend zone guys and then say yes to them later. Many women want to know the guy's obsessed with her first and committed, and pestering her for a long time proves that. I asked one woman where I filmed her wedding, and that's what she told me. She wanted to know that she'd gotten her vaginal meat hooks firmly into the guy before saying yes. The guy chased her for a year and she had planned to get together with him the whole time. But she didn't want to appear easy, so she just waited that entire year. But that's the exception and not the rule. The wingman continues by saying that we should stop comparing ourselves to Chads and Tyrones in this world. I disagree. If you don't compare yourself to the types of women that women want, then you won't improve yourself to make yourself what women find appealing visually. As I'm watching her video, I can't help but hear her being afraid that men won't get together with any woman, that you'll stay happily single, and that you and many other men won't actually use her services. Hopefully she's not going to give me a strike for saying that. But I just can't help but hear the reasons she brings up about men staying single, including cognitive bias and low self-esteem, as well as her trying to make sure her current and future customers don't end up and disappear. Again, I hope I don't get a strike for criticizing her, but she projects the whole traditional look with long sleeves, long hair, and a pearl necklace. She's got a faux vintage Brigitte Bardot poster in the background, as well as some plants, and projects a wholesome, clean image. She also agrees with us that divorce laws do not favor men in society. She tells men not to ignore the red flags, and that's a good thing. But when she says that men pick the wrong women, it kind of pissed me off. The majority of men can't pick which woman they want, and if they try that strategy, they'll end up being single forever. She's projecting what a woman would do. Men have way less options when compared to women, and I don't think she understands that. She continues on her third point, which is that the supposed mistake many men make when we conclude that the single life is easier. Of course it's easier, so long as you can get over the thirst and go monk mode the way I have for the last 7 years. You will have more money and time as well as time for your friends. She says that life is hard with or without a woman, but I'd say that life is less hard without a woman in your life. Then again, I'm the type of man that makes life as tough as possible. She says that you need to spend time with your family and friends. But how do you do that as much as you want to when you're in a relationship and you have to spend most of your free time with her? She says that being in a relationship means you'll experience less emotional grief. How is that possible for a man when even in a good relationship you have to listen to her problems? Is she projecting female qualities onto men? Is that her bias as a woman? And when she says that we have bias as men, she's just using projection. She also says that when you have someone that's got your back, when you have a painful experience in life, it makes it easier. Again, that sounds like a woman's perspective on relationships and not a man's. She says that you've tricked yourself into thinking your life is easier without a girlfriend. I have proof that that's not the case, and so do many guys that go their own way and after a few years tell me they've reached their financial, spiritual, and social goals. Not because they're in a relationship and life is easier, but because they don't have a relationship in the first place. You don't have to be responsible, at the very least, for a woman's emotional stability by being her on-call emotional tampon. But for a woman, life is definitely easier if she has a ready source to dump her toxic fifis onto. What I don't really like about her video, besides using all the manosphere talking points, is that she also asks people to post their comments 3 times. She's clearly looking for engagement on her videos. I find that if people want to leave their comments, they'll do so without being prompted. She's doing it for the almighty algorithm. She's definitely going after men that are part of the manosphere, trying to maybe get them to second-guess themselves before they finally go their own way. She tries to do some wordplay to entertain men and convince us to look for a relationship. She says that if you actually want to stay single, maybe it's time to change your stinking thinking, if for no one else but you. It's all doublespeak. You're changing your thinking for a woman so you can get into a relationship with her. She closes things down by telling everyone, God bless. That's just more the old-fashioned pandering and virtue signaling that she's all for traditionalism. She's trying to attract the whole cuck-servative client base. Use the wingman with caution. She should only be your wingman if you're flying a paper airplanes. Otherwise, you might get hurt. I think a guy should date and take the red pill at the same time. Then he doesn't necessarily have a bias, but he actually keeps in mind female nature. The thing about women is that you actually have to read between the lines. It's not what they do, but it's how they carefully maneuver themselves into the most advantageous position in any type of relationship. Once you begin to look at them always working to put themselves in the best possible position imaginable, then you'll start to see how they craft every interaction with you instinctively, and you begin to wonder how you never saw any of that before. Then you'll start remembering the women in your past, your mother, your sister, and past lovers, or women that friend-zoned you. And you'll see that they tend to get more from the social interaction than you do. That's Breifeld's law. If there's nothing to be gained by the female of the species by interacting with the male of the species, then the interaction doesn't happen. If women are ignoring you, then you don't actually have anything they want. It's all simple as a pimple. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Wingman wants you to smash women and pay for her advice on how to do it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that shame men to date women by saying the only reason they're single is because someone hurt them or some other thing that's the fault of the man away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.